Test 71, Section 3, Question 20. This one, it's a flaw. And Taylor says, from observing close friends and relatives, clear to me that telepathy is indeed possible between people with close psychic ties. So it's saying it's possible. The amazing frequency with which a good friend or family member knows what one is thinking or feeling cannot be dismissed as mere coincidence. So basically, it can't be mere coincidence with which the frequency with which a good friend or family knows what one is thinking. So the conclusion is telepathy is possible between people with close ties. And the evidence is a lot of times they'll know what a family member is thinking. And the problem with this is there could be other explanations for that that don't involve telepathy. So it's based on too small a sample to yield a reliable conclusion. This might seem relevant, but it's not, because the conclusion is just that it's possible. And to prove that something is possible, you don't need a large sample. You just would need one example. Fails to address a highly plausible alternative explanation for all instances of the observed phenomena. Maybe. The highly plausible could be that they know each other really well. So, relies crucially on an illegitimate appeal to emotion. It really didn't appeal to emotion here. Presumes without justification that one can never know what a stranger is thinking or feeling. It's not assuming anything about strangers. The conclusion is just about people that know each other well. Appeals to a premise one would accept only if one had already accepted the truth of the conclusion. No, it's not circular reasoning here, because it's just saying it's possible because they often know what they're thinking. You could accept that even if you hadn't already accepted the conclusion in advance. And so therefore, B would be our correct answer.